You know, in the previous lesson, we studied Abraham tested faith that obeys. We saw that Abraham obeyed God concerning Isaac, and God provided. That lesson focused on Abraham's tested faith. Today, God willing, we'll move forward in the biblical record and see what happened after Isaac was spared. Isaac is not only a son on the altar, Isaac becomes the next man in the promised line. Then the promise continues through Jacob. The focus of the lesson is simple. God's promise continues by his faithfulness, not man's perfection. A simple way to remember the lesson is this: God spoke to Isaac, God preserved his promise, God appeared to Jacob, and God kept his word moving forward. A key question for the lesson: what keeps God's promise going from one generation to the next? The answer is not man's greatness. The answer is God's faithfulness. With Abraham's test behind us, let's now notice that God reaffirmed the promise to Isaac. First, notice that God spoke to Isaac in a time of famine. Genesis chapter 26 opens with a famine in the land. Isaac faced pressure, uncertainty, and the question of where to go. In that moment, God spoke and gave direction. Scripture says, "And there was a famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, king of the Philistines under Gerar, and the Lord appeared unto him, and said, Go not down into Egypt, dwell in the land which I shall tell thee of, sojourn in this land, and I will be with thee, and will bless thee." Genesis 26, 1 through 3. The word famine means a severe lack of food in the land. Appeared shows that the Lord revealed his will to Isaac. Go not down into Egypt was God's instruction about where Isaac should not go. Sojourn means to live temporarily as a stranger or traveler. I will be with thee shows God's promised presence. Bless means God will show favor according to his purpose. The psalmist later looks back and shows that God remembered his covenant across generations. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee, I will give the land of Canaan the lot of your inheritance. Psalms 105, 8 through 11. The word remember does not mean God had forgotten and then recalled. It means God remained mindful to keep his covenant. Covenant means an established promise or agreement. Oath means a solemn promise. Confirm means made sure or established. Everlasting covenant shows the certainty and continuing force of God's promise. The famine did not erase God's promise. Hard circumstances did not cancel God's word. Isaac needed food, direction, and security, but first he needed to listen to God. God told him where to stay and promised, I will be with thee. A simple picture is this: dark clouds may hide the sun from our eyes, but they do not remove the sun from the sky. In the same way, a famine may have made the future look uncertain to Isaac, but it did not remove God's faithfulness. Now that we've seen God speaking to Isaac during a famine, notice God repeated the same promise through Isaac. God did not begin a new and different promise with Isaac. He repeated the same promise line that had been given before. God said, For unto thee and unto thy seed I will give all these countries, and I will perform the oath which I swear unto Abraham thy father, and I will make thy seed to multiply as the stars of heaven, and I will give unto thy seed all these countries, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because that Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. Genesis 26, 3 through 5. The word seed means descendant or offspring. Perform means God would carry out or fulfill what he had sworn. Oath means God's sworn promise. All the nations show that the promise was larger than one household or one nation. Blessed points to the good God would bring through the promised seed. Earlier, God had already identified Isaac as the son through whom the covenant promise would continue. God said, Sarah, thy wife shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. And I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him, Genesis 17, 19. The word indeed shows the certainty of what God said. Establish means to set up, confirm, or make firm. With him identifies Isaac, through whom the covenant promise would continue. His seed after him shows the promise moving beyond Isaac to another generation. God reaffirmed the promise to Isaac. The famine did not stop the promise. The promise was not weakened, being carried forward from Abraham to Isaac. God said, I will perform the oath. The promise continued because God is faithful. But as the Bible continues, we must remember that God's promise was not carried by perfect people. Let's now consider that God preserved the promise through imperfect people. First, let's look honestly at Isaac. God's promise did not mean Isaac never acted weakly. Isaac's weakness did not cancel God's word. After God promised to be with Isaac, Isaac still showed fear. The biblical record records this plainly. Scripture does not hide the weakness of men. The Bible says, And the men of the place asked him of his wife, and he says, She is my sister. For he feared to say, She is my wife. Lest, said he, the men of the place should kill me for Rebekah, because she was fair to look upon. Genesis 26, 7. The word fear in this context means Isaac was afraid of what men might do. She is my sister was not the truth about Rebekah as his wife. Fair to look upon means Rebekah was beautiful in appearance. This passage shows that fear can lead a man to speak wrongly and act unwisely. Later in the same chapter, after conflict over wells, the Lord again spoke to Isaac. God's faithfulness remained. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not, for I am with thee, and I will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. Genesis 26, verse 24. The words fear not means God called Isaac away from fear. I am with thee repeats God's promised presence. Multiply thy seed repeats the promise of descendants. For my servant Abraham's sake shows the promise rested on God's covenant faithfulness, not on Isaac's perfection. The New Testament also teaches that God remains faithful to himself and his word. Paul said, If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself, 2 Timothy 2 and verse 13. The words abideth faithful means God remains faithful. Cannot deny himself means God cannot act contrary to his own nature and word. This does not excuse unbelief or sin. It shows that God's faithfulness does not depend on man's strength. Isaac's fear did not make fear right. Sin and weakness should never be excused. But Isaac's weakness also did not make God unfaithful. God did not approve Isaac's fear. He answered it with his own word, "Fear not, for I am with thee." Genesis 26:24. A cracked cup cannot boast in itself. If it holds anything useful, the credit does not belong to the crack, but to the cup. In the same way, imperfect people cannot boast that God's promise continues. Because of them, the glory belongs to God. Isaac feared man, but God still remained faithful to his promise. God's faithfulness does not prove a man's wrong. It shows that God keeps his word. Now let's move from Isaac to Jacob and see that Jacob's place in the promise was by God's purpose. Before Jacob and Esau were born, the Lord spoke concerning the children in Rebekah's womb. The promised line was not left to human guessing. Scripture says Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated to them, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, "If it be so, why am I thus?" And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, "Two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other, and the elder shall serve the younger." Genesis 25:21-23. The word entreated means Isaac prayed earnestly to the Lord. Barren means Rebekah had not been able to have children. Inquire of the Lord means she sought God's answer. Two nations point beyond the two sons to the people that would come from them. The elder shall serve the younger shows God's revealed purpose before the children were born. Paul later refers to this event to show that God's purpose was not based on the works of the children. He said, "And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac, for the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand, not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger," Romans 9:10-12. The phrase "not yet born" means God spoke before Jacob or Esau had done anything. Good or evil shows that this was not based on their personal works before birth. Purpose means God's plan or intention. Election here refers to God's stated purpose concerning the promised line. The elder shall serve the younger. This passage does not say Jacob was saved and Esau was lost before birth. It shows that the promised line rested on God's purpose, not human boasting. "Not of works, but of him that calleth" means the promised line was not based on Jacob's work, merit, or greatness, but on God's revealed purpose. Jacob did not earn his place in the promise before he was born. He had done neither good nor evil. God's purpose stood by God's calling. This should humble every hearer. If God's work depended on perfect human hands, the promise would have failed long ago. But God's work rests on God's faithfulness. Jacob's place in the promise was according to God's purpose. This does not praise Jacob's perfection. It praises God's faithfulness. God preserved his promise through imperfect people. Isaac showed fear. Jacob could not boast because the promise continued by God's purpose, not by Jacob's greatness. The Bible does not teach that human weakness is acceptable. It teaches that God is faithful and His promise is not destroyed by man's imperfection. Having seen the promise preserved through Isaac and Jacob, we now come to the night when God repeated the promise to Jacob. First, notice where Jacob was when God appeared to him. Jacob was alone on the road, but God was present. The Bible says, "And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran. And he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. And he took the stones of that place and put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac." Genesis 28:10-13. The words "went out" shows Jacob leaving one place and moving toward another. Tarried means he stayed there for the night. Ladder describes what Jacob saw reaching from earth to heaven. Angels are messengers of God. The Lord stood above it shows God's authority over the scene. God of Abraham and God of Isaac connects Jacob to the same promised line. After the dream, Jacob understood that the place was not ordinary in the way he first thought. God had revealed himself there. Scripture says, "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, and he said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, How dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven." Genesis 28:16-17. The word "surely" shows Jacob's certainty after God's revelation. "I knew it not" shows Jacob had not recognized God's presence before the dream had occurred. "Afraid" here shows reverence and awe. House of God means a place marked by God's presence. Gate of heaven points to the connection God revealed between heaven and earth. Jacob was away from home, but he was not away from God. He did not climb up to heaven by his own power. God revealed himself to Jacob. A child may feel alone in the dark until he hears his father's voice. The place has not changed, but the child's understanding has changed. Jacob was in a lonely place, but when God spoke, Jacob learned, "Surely the Lord is in this place." Now let's listen carefully to the words God spoke to Jacob. God gave Jacob the same promise of land, seed, and blessing. The words spoken to Jacob sound like the promise spoken before. God speaks of land, seed, spreading abroad, and blessing for all families of the earth. Scripture says, "The land wherein thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south, and in thee and in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Genesis 28:13-14. The word "land" refers to the place God promised. Seed means descendants and also keeps the promised line moving forward. Dust of the earth describes great increase. West, east, north, and south show spreading in every direction. All the families of the earth shows the promise was worldwide in purpose. The New Testament identifies the promised seed in the fullest sense. Paul said, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. And he saith not into seeds as of many, but as of one, into thy seed, which is Christ." Galatians 3:16. The word "promises" refers to what God had spoken. Seed points to the promised descendant. not as of many, but as of one, shows Paul's point that the promise reaches its fullness in one promised seed. Christ means the anointed one. God did not speak a disconnected message to Jacob. It is like hearing the same melody played by another instrument. The instrument changes, but the melody remains the same. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are different men, but God's promise is the same promise moving forward. God repeated to Jacob the same promise of land, seed, and blessings. The promise continued through Jacob and ultimately points to Christ. God repeated the promise to Jacob in a lonely place. Jacob was leaving home, but God's word was not leaving him. God showed Jacob that the promise given to Abraham and Isaac would continue through him. The promise continued to Jacob, but God did more than repeat words. He promised his presence until his word was fulfilled. God's faithfulness carries the promise to fulfillment. First, notice a certainty in God's promise to Jacob. God promised to keep Jacob until his word was done. After promising land, seed, blessing, God promised to be with Jacob, keep him, bring him again, and not leave him until his word was done. God said, "Behold, I am with thee, and I will keep thee in all places whither thou goest. And I will bring thee again into this land, and I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." Genesis 28:15. The statement, "I am with thee," shows God's presence. "Keep thee" means guard, preserve, or care for. "Whither thou goest" means wherever Jacob would go. "Bring thee again" promises return. "Until I have done" shows God would continue working until his spoken word was fulfilled. Scripture teaches that God is not like man. When he speaks, his word is sure. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Numbers 23 and verse 19. The phrase, "not a man that he should lie," means God does not speak falsely. Repent here means to change his mind as though he had spoken wrongly. "Hath he said, and shall he not do it?" teaches the certainty of God's spoken word. "Make it good" means bring it to pass. God did not say to Jacob, "I will stay with you until you become perfect." He said, "I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of." This does not mean Jacob needed no corrections. God willing, the next lesson will show Jacob being humbled and changed by God. But in this lesson, the emphasis is God's faithful commitment to do what he had spoken. God promised his presence and protection until his word was fulfilled. The promise continued because God said, "I will." Finally, we must see where the promise is going. The promise through Isaac and Jacob does not end with Isaac and Jacob. The promise reaches its full blessing in Christ. Peter connected the promise made to Abraham with the blessing that comes through Jesus Christ. He said, "Ye are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, and in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you in turning away every one of you from his iniquities." Acts 3:25-26. The word covenant means God's established promise. Kindreds means families or peoples. Raised up his son Jesus points to God's work through Christ. Bless is explained here as turning people away from iniquities. Iniquities means sins or lawless deeds. Paul explains how people today become connected to Christ and to the promise. He said, "For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There's neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither bond nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Galatians 3:26-29. The phrase "by faith in Christ Jesus" shows that the blessing is in Christ. Baptized into Christ shows how one enters into Christ. Put on Christ means being clothed with Christ. If ye be Christ means belonging to Christ. Abraham's seed means sharing in the promise, connected to Abraham. Heirs according to the promise means receiving the promised blessing in Christ. The promise continues through Isaac and Jacob, but it was never meant to stop with them. God said all families of the earth would be blessed. Peter says Christ blesses by turning people away from iniquities. Paul says those baptized into Christ put on Christ and become heirs according to the promise. A road sign is not the destination. It points the traveler where to go. Isaac and Jacob are important signs in the biblical storyline, but the destination of the promise is Christ. The promise reaches its full blessing in Christ. Those who belong to Christ are heirs according to the promise. God promised to be with Jacob until he had done what he had spoken. God does not lie. The promise moved through Isaac and Jacob and finds its full blessing in Christ Jesus, where sinners may be turned from iniquity and become heirs according to the promise. Now let's gather the lesson together in a closing summary. The lesson has shown that God's promise continued through Isaac and Jacob by God's faithfulness, not man's perfection. In Genesis 26, God spoke to Isaac during a famine. God repeated the promise of land, seed, and blessing. Isaac showed fear, but God remained faithful. Before Jacob was born, God had already spoken concerning his purpose. In Genesis 28, God appeared to Jacob on the road. God repeated the promise to Jacob. God promised to keep Jacob until his word was done. The promise points forward to Christ, the promised seed. Lessons learned: God's word is true and enduring, and he keeps his covenant across generations. Hard times do not cancel God's promise. Human weakness does not make God unfaithful. God's purpose removes human boasting. God can reveal his presence in lonely places. God keeps his word until he has done what he has spoken. The promised blessing is found in Christ. This lesson also gives a needed warning. God's faithfulness does not excuse man's sin. Isaac's fear was not made right because God remained faithful. Jacob's future wrongs were not made right because God had a purpose. God's faithfulness should humble us, not make us careless. The lesson also gives great comfort. God's promise is stronger than famine, stronger than fear, stronger than the distance from home and stronger than human weakness. The promise continues because God is faithful. Some questions for reflection. Do I trust God's word when circumstances look uncertain? Do I try to excuse fear or wrong instead of submitting to God? Do I give God the glory for His grace and His faithfulness? Am I in Christ where the promised blessing is received? The promise through Isaac and Jacob points us to Christ, but the blessing is not merely knowing the story. The blessing is being turned from sin and making the decision to belong to Christ. The lesson is yours. It is the Lord who invites, but we await to assist. Won't you come hearing the gospel, believing in Christ, repenting of sins, confessing your belief that Jesus is the Christ, and be baptized for the forgiveness of sins, while together we stand and sing.
Number 848, all three. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take thy cross and follow me. Where He leads me,
I'll go with.